Before I begin, I would be very remiss if I didn't thank the leaders of the Boy Scout programs that we sponsor. I thank you very, very much. You've done such a great job. So thank you. Now, this morning, I'm going to begin with by seeing if the scouts can figure this out. Listen carefully. I am just about everywhere throughout the world. No one can see me, nor can you hold me.
No.
But you can feel me. I can bring you comfort, but I can also devastate you. I am peaceful and gentle, but also I can be most powerful. I even have the power to create utter darkness. Who or what am I? Yeah, we have all experienced the wind. It makes us cold in the winter. It can bring us relief in the summer. But also, we also have seen the devastation which can be brought by the wind in storms and hurricanes and tornadoes. The wind can be very calming, but also can be very frightening. There's a little doubt when the wind knocks out the electric during the night that it is frightening to experience the total darkness which occurs. Now, how many have experienced that darkness? I know I have. Now, darkness leaves us totally defenseless. Totally defenseless, for we do not know what surrounds us. Any unusual noise or even strange voices can bring fear to even the bravest. To be in that total darkness. Can't see your hand in front of you. Of course, if you go camping in the woods far from any lights, the total darkness can be frightening also. In that darkness, any rustle in the trees or bushes, any wild creatures' noises or calls can bring a surge of fright even to the most experienced camper. You know, darkness is not our friend when it surrounds us to such an extent that we become lost and disoriented. It is during these times that just a faint bit of light, even in the distance, far distance, gives us hope. Hope of finding our way out of the darkness. Any sign of light within darkness is an indication of life. Someone had to be associated with that light. Darkness in and of itself cannot produce light. Light has to be introduced to darkness by an outside source. Therefore, even the smallest speck of light in the distance, when being lost in the darkness, gives hope of being found. That speck of light gives us a direction to go toward it. Now, in the days before electricity, many farmers would place a lighted candle in the window. And that lighted candle was placed there in order to give those traveling hope of life, hope, and a safe place to stay until the light of the day. A candle in the window. We talked about that at Christmas this year. Mariners used to depend on the light from lighthouses to safely steer them from danger. Now, flashlights can be our way out of danger and darkness also. And we all use them at one time or another. Now, Desmond Tutu stated in the importance of light in this way. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Even though darkness is beneficial in giving us the time we need to rest our bodies, elsewise it is generally not our friend. To live in a time before electricity, darkness was even more of a challenge. People had to rely on candles to get around the house, for instance. And these candles would be carried this way, throughout the house, to light the darkness. Now, people had to rely on candles or oil burning lamps became very popular and used. And in many cases, the oil-burning lamps replaced the candles. Now, we have heard of stories of President Lincoln studying by candlelight or the light of the fire in the fireplace. I couldn't get a fireplace in here, and so you have to believe me on that. Now, farmers in colonial times would rely on lanterns. Lanterns such as the Revere lantern, which would house a candle. Now, it may not look like that this gives out much light, but they use it to make visits to the barn at night in order to check out their animals when they heard an alarming disturbance. Notice, these lanterns were designed to give out light, but enough light to see, but you know what? The wind could not blow them out. Also, if they happened to tip over in the barn, they would not cause a fire. So the Revere lantern was used. Now, all these were attempts to overcome the darkness in times of need. Now, today we spend billions of dollars. Billions of dollars in order to overcome the darkness of night so that we may extend our functioning lives into the darkness of night. We do this because we know that light gives us life. The life of our modern day society. But even more basic is the fact that without light, everything would certainly die. You know, there would be no trees, flowers, grain, vegetables, no life. It is the light of the sun, which also gives us the warmth in order to survive. To say the least, we would not be here this morning, sharing our lives with each other. That is the importance of light. It sustains life. Now, it is with this understanding of light that we visit Jesus' words in our gospel lesson this morning. For he says that you are the light of the world. If light is so important to life, then Jesus is saying you and I are important to life. You and I are an important part of how life is lived in our families, among friends, among neighbors, in school, in church, the workplace, and in scouts. You are an important part of life. Without you, without me, life would not be the same. We are the light of the world in which we live. If we are so important to life, then it is up to us to either accept this responsibility or to reject it. But regardless, we cannot hide the fact that in one way or another, we will be a part of life. For good or bad. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. Jesus further explains, no one after lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. Now, the lighted lamp, they used lamps, oil lamps in those early days, so they didn't have one that fit that. But this one will do. No one will put this lamp out here. And then cover it. Push your basket. It functions no good. It's no good. The only good it plays is lights the inside of that basket. But you place it in the middle of the room on the lampstand. Give light to that room. You know, how, no matter how hard we may try to think that we are not important in life, we are only kidding ourselves. We may try, but it is as false as thinking that putting a lamp under a bushel basket will penetrate the darkness. It only creates its own limited usefulness within the confines of that basket. What good is a lamp to us when this happens? But when that same lamp, which is designed to penetrate the darkness in a useful manner, is placed in a position to light the farthest reaches of its power, then it has fulfilled its purpose. It is then that it becomes important, for it gives life to the darkness. Now Jesus goes on to say, in the same way, in the very same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Just like the lantern, we are not to hide all the good we have to offer the world. Each one of us has good to offer the world, and we are not to hide this by denying it, hiding it, or not developing or sharing it. Each of us, each one of us has gifts to offer the world. These gifts may be the talents that we have and need to be further developed and shared. The intellect which we have that needs to be enhanced through learning and education. Or the love which is within all of us to be shared in order to help others in times of need and encouragement. You know, you and I are that light in times when the darkness of bullying or prejudice hurts someone. Or you and I step up and report when someone may be in danger. You and I are that light which can bring happiness to someone who is lonely, someone who is in despair, someone who needs a helping hand. You and I are that person who can bring hope to those who may be lost and downtrodden. You and I are the example for others to follow in order to make this world a better place in which to live. You see, you and I are God's messengers of His love. That's how important each of us is. You know, age doesn't matter. Whether it be you be 5 or 95, each of us is the light in the darkness. Each of us has the responsibility and joy of being the best and brightest light that we can be. We can be that brighter lantern for all to see. Each of us has that responsibility, that joy of being the best and brightest light that we can be. You know, being a scout helps to brighten that light within you and helps to light all of the lives throughout the darkness which may surround us. There is little doubt that we live during tumultuous times. We see it in the news every night, and we may even feel the tension in the air. Now, this is the time when our light should shine the brightest. For a little love, a little understanding, a little period of happiness and joy can go a long way to this life which we live. You know, I listened. I had you purposely to do the oath and scout roll this morning. And I listened very carefully to the words. Just listen again. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And what is the scout law? The scout is trustworthy, loyal, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. You know, the foundation of all of this is Jesus' great command. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And then he goes further. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You know, when this is lived, then you and I will fulfill the words of Jesus. To let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That's the story and message that Jesus gives. And I pass on to you. With this, I thank the scouts, their leaders, and parents for sharing their lives with us today. Thank you. And may your light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Amen.